you're not only understudying Ultimate Christmas Show Abridged, you're all involved with other shows on campus, right?
Yeah, me and Phil are doing Schoolhouse Rock Live, which is the stage adaptation, and then A Streetcar Named Desire by Tennessee Williams. So it's like a really wide range of, genre. I mean, we've got the really serious stuff, and then you've got kids stuff, and then you've got...
You've got whatever the hell this is.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 254, Being an Understudy. We don't usually work with understudies in the Reduced Shakespeare Company. We have company members, and we mix and match them in performance depending on the schedules and other commitments. But when Reed Martin and I directed the world premiere production of the Ultimate Christmas Show Abridged at the Napa Valley Conservatory Theater at Napa Valley College, we stepped into a small professional theater company based at an educational institution which does use understudies and gives them their own opportunities for performance as well. This week, I will talk with Jennifer King, the head of the program at NVC, and artistic director at Napa Valley Conservatory Theater, as well as an understudy right here in our own RSC midst. But first, let's meet the Ultimate Christmas Show Abridged understudies themselves. So I'm standing here with Kyle Stoner.
Hi.
Phil Ferrero.
Hello.
Rafael Manzo.
Hi.
And what's it been like just being at every single rehearsal and learning the lines and the blocking and the moves? Like, for Kyle, who are you playing?
I'm understudying for Chad Yarish.
Yes.
Which is very appropriate because me and Chad are also very similar people.
So are you?
We're all into kind of the same type of thing.
Sci-fi geekery.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
So, me and Phil understudied a different show, and Dodds was in that show here at Napa last fall. Mm-hmm. And it was a really similar experience, learning all the lines and watching blocking over and over again and writing it down. This show has been very exciting because we didn't get on its feet until, 3 days before the show opened. It was like,
okay.
The huge difference with this is that the last show was actually written when we started, so we could start memorizing our lines really early. The big difference with this is that it's been written as we're going along.
Right.
So getting down all of the changes and all of the blocking notes, especially because we're also doing other projects, so coming in and saying, oh yeah, they're doing it more like this is, it's nerve-wracking, but it's so fun.
Is understudying, is this a thing here at the Napa Valley College? I mean, is this a thing you guys have done more than once?
It's a new thing. Like, the show that me and Phil did recently, I think it was the first time they had, a separate cast come in and do, a full understudy, and they gave us shows. And that show also went out somewhere else, and we went there to Santa Rosa with that show, too.
Right.
So, second time.
What are you finding out? What does understudying, being in rehearsals, do that being in a classroom doesn't do?
What I found the most during this process is how much I could actually just play around and just do really weird things and get away with it and have the director say, you know what? I actually like that. As absurd and ridiculous as that is, I actually like it.
Right.
And in a classroom situation, it's different because I'm trying to get it right. And seeing these three actors and the way that they work, I was like, I could have so much more fun if I just do this. So.
Well, and rehearsals are a time for experimentation.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And for trying
stuff.
And especially with this show, because it's literally the show is being written by, 50% of the show is improv lines.
Well.
It's like, oh, that was really funny. Let's see if the audience likes it.
Well, and I'm enormously impressed because you guys were at every rehearsal, I mean, except when you had conflicts with other shows, and you were sitting there, you were taking notes, and even at the first couple of weeks, we were sitting there just around the table, just doing table reads about the script, and all of you guys had really good instincts and questions about the script. Rafael had a couple of lines there that made it, I mean, you put in because you were reading for, the guy you were understudying wasn't there, Dan, and so you had a couple of notions and you put them in, and they were great, great additions. But then, here's the problem. But then you got in trouble for that last weekend. Now, for most, a lot of understudies don't get to go on, right? That's the tragic.
We are so privileged to be able to actually perform after spending 2 months workshopping. I'm so happy that we can do this.
You guys actually got two scheduled performances for you guys, which is awesome. And at your first performance last weekend, which was awesome, you were great, but then Raf got in trouble. Because he improvised, you ad-libbed, didn't you? And the director, and Jen Ruge, the stage manager, did she give you a talking to?
Well, yeah, she gave me the note, but she didn't give it to me until about 2 days ago. I had a weekend of feeling absolutely electric with joy. I was like, we did it. We got through the whole show, and all the parts that I knew I was going to be funky with, I was funky with, and the way I got myself out of them was apparently highly inappropriate.
It wasn't highly inappropriate. There wasn't anything. I think Jen was harder on you than I would have been. But no, and you just you ad-libbed a couple of lines, and I think that they were great ad-libs, and a couple of them were keeping.
Right. Well, I know that rehearsals where you try things out, if anything, and there's a time when they cut it off sometimes, where they say, okay, no more discoveries, just work on getting, solidifying what you've got. And this time, though, but I've been taught that, if you forget your lines on stage and it's a monologue, there's no one there to save you or anything. I can't call for line and I can't stammer like an idiot.
Right.
So I was like, I'm going to remember this monologue and which one of the five it is that I'm forgetting. But I'm not going to, stand there in silence and think, okay, just give me a second. I got it. Just wait. I know it's the one about Mary and Joseph, and that's like all of them. So I had to fill something. I don't know. I guess.
And you did. You did it magnificently.
So, yeah, I just...
Phil and I, on his face is backstage. We're just sitting there going, oh, my God, what is he doing? I don't care what he says. As long as he says the last two words of the thing, I'm going on stage.
But Mary, even in her okay, he said it. Okay, yes, I'm going on. There. Everything's going to be good.
He got there in the end. DEFCON 4 is canceled.
Now let's meet the woman who put this program together, Jennifer King, chair of the drama department of Napa Valley College and artistic director of Napa Valley Conservatory Theater, who explains how she instituted this understudy program in the first place.
Last year we did a production of Art. We opened this brand new performing arts center.
And it's magnificent.
It is a magnificent. We did a professional production of Art, but I really wanted our students to take advantage of working with the professionals. I thought, well, what would happen if we had them understudy and had them have their own performance? Well, what happened is that the students, when they went on for their understudy performance, they had taken leaps and bounds beyond in growth compared to just being in an acting class.
Really?
And I've been teaching acting for 15 years, and I thought to myself, this is the model.
Wow. What was the difference, do you think?
Well, I think what was really interesting is they were any good understudy is actually playing the actor.
Yeah.
And for these actors to emulate these students to emulate really, really good actors, mm-hmm. it did something for them vocally, physically, and mm-hmm. actually their confidence level. It was a multi-layered approach. Mm-hmm. But for one of them who talked at a rapid pace and his body was always moving, he was inhabiting an actor, Tim Niffin, and he suddenly slowed down. Mm-hmm. And he was able just to sort of find a different rhythm. And that's really hard to do unless you actually are watching someone for a very long time.
Right.
And so in doing this, I just thought this is yet another opportunity for our students to do this. And now we're doing it with every show where there are literally understudies.
Right.
And again, we have seen tremendous growth in these three individuals who are understudying the grown-ups.
Well, and they get to sit. I mean, the you learn by doing.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
you know.
Yes.
And so this is a way for them to do.
Yes.
And at the same time, and they don't just get, our guys have been at every rehearsal. They've sat there taking all the changes for this brand new world premiere script. They've taken all the changes, they've taken all the blocking, and they've worked it on their own. And they actually get, in your setup, they actually get performances.
Absolutely, and we're committed to that. And I think what they are getting is they are actually getting university or graduate training at a community college level, because they're able to be in the room with you and Reed and these equity actors and really be able to, bring that all in. And that usually happens in like a third year of an actor training program.
Right.
So they're getting something pretty special here.
Right. Well, and as you say, you end up, understudies end up playing the actor. They're not playing the character. They're trying to, in a certain way, match the performance of the person they're understudying.
Absolutely. And then again, that allows them to, if the actors are good, they're learning some new ways of getting out of, we're not seeing them doing a lot of heavy lifting acting.
Right.
They're actually learning to be naturalistic. They're learning from you guys how to really deal with comedy, because again, they're with you through the entire process. So they're getting a window on that work.
Yeah.
And there's something about being in the room and being a quiet observer. And these three, I think, are, you know, the understudies we've had, they've just sort of gotten it. They've been present. Yeah. They have not checked out. And as a result, you see that when they perform.
No, it's absolutely true. And then how does this fit into overall what you're doing here? Because this NVCT is relatively new, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well,
to go along with this magnificent building?
Along with this magnificent building, We've launched a professional resident theater company, or in the beginnings of doing that. We also do Shakespeare Napa Valley. And so in order to always make sure we are tied or linked into the college, there must be an educational aspect. And actually, for me, you know, being a teacher, artist, director, whatever you want to say, to me, to have those students involved in the artistic process, that is what we're about. And I think, you know, as we're launching this, I can tell you right now, I never want that to go away. It goes back to the old apprentice days,
true.
And that's what it really, really feels like.
Yeah.
And there's just a great synergy that's going on right now. So, you know, this is the second year in our new building, and I think we're building something, really quite special. So we've got a great building, and now what we want to do is fill it inside with really great work for our community and for our students.
Hey, I'm Eric Stonestreet from ABC's Modern Family, and you are listening to the Reduce Shakespeare Company's podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSE? This week, we begin our three-week run of The Complete World of Sports Abridged off-Broadway at the New Victory Theater in New York City. And next month, we'll premiere our latest stage show, The Ultimate Christmas Show Abridged, at the Merrimack Repertory Theater in Lowell, Massachusetts. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for The Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReduceShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office venue and ticket information. And now back to Kyle Stoner, Phil Ferrero, and Rafael Manzo as we discuss the differences between our understudy process and other ones.
That's the nice thing about this process in this script, you know, and this kind of show is that it is kind of loose in that regard. But yes, it would be dangerous if you went on at ACT, for instance, American Conservatory Theater, yeah, where Reed Martin has actually understudied and started improvising Tom Stoppard, you know, new Tom Stoppard lines. That would be a bad thing. Any other thoughts?
This has been a great opportunity. Thank you so much. I loved every minute of it.
Good. Well, that's good.
If I could pull a Dan Sasky, I wanted to say how awesome it's been working with you guys. You guys, like, I didn't really know what I was getting into when I got into it. Uh-huh. I just knew when I saw, like, Chad and Dodd's names on the audition list, I was like, I'm not getting in this show. And then when I got to understudy, I was like, oh, cool. And then as we started working, I was like, oh, my God, these guys are freaking geniuses. And so now it's like, to me, it's like, you know, it's like working on South Park or something, you know, it's like this awesome, really fulfilling experience. And it's just fascinating because I've always been into writing and stuff. So it's like really cool.
Cool. Well, and Raf, do you want to suck up to us as well?
Sure. Just that I know the first show that I saw when I, got out of high school and came for my first semester at the college was All the Great Books Abridged. And from there, I kept finding more, Reduced Shakespeare Company shows. So it's like all of us, I think, at least knew one or two, you know, if anything. And I saw the complete World of Sports premiere in Sebastopol and all that. So then when Christmas was announced, I was like, no way. It's like a new one. What's it going to be? So, yeah, it was really cool to find out that we were going to get to do something like that.
Well, you did, and you guys did a hell of a job. And Kyle, we were lucky to have you because there's music in the Christmas show, and Matt Rippey plays the guitar, and we had planned on that forever for our production, but neither Dan, Chad, nor Dodds plays guitar, but you do magnificently. So that was fun too. That added a new element.
Well, you're welcome. You guys need me, so I mean, obviously. No, it was really, and that was another awesome experience because you do a lot of music too, and you have a lot of music theory background and stuff. So getting to work on that stuff with you was awesome, and I loved it.
And now let's meet the one-time understudy we have here among us.
Well, Reed Martin, you are not only the owner of a small, internationally known touring theater company and an actor of some renown, you have understudied as well. It's at one of America's largest, finest, oldest theaters.
Yes, the American Conservatory Theater in San Francisco, about 5 years ago, I think, was the first time I understudied at ACT. Kerry Perloff was directing Tom Stoppard's Travesties.
Right.
And my mom was very ill and about to pass away, and I needed to stay close to home, so I couldn't be out and about with Reduced Shakespeare Company. And so I'd done some auditions, and they said, are you interested in understudying? Well, growing up, ACD was the theater we'd go to. That's the big professional theater in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Along with Berkeley Rep, but in those days it was ACT. It was the granddaddy of them all.
Right.
So I was thrilled to get that opportunity. And so I understudied Travesties. I never had to go on. I had also understudied at another one of America's big theaters, the Old Globe Theater in San Diego.
Oh, okay. When you were in grad school.
Yes, when I was in grad school, we were members of they called it the Young Company. Okay. So you might have tiny little speaking roles, and mostly what you did was understudy the bigger roles.
Mm-hmm.
So I understudied in both Richard III, directed by John Houseman.
Wow.
I had a small part. Yes, my noble liege kind of part. And Paxton Whitehead played Richard III. Paxton Whitehead, who's a brilliant comic actor.
Sure.
He was a great Richard III.
I bet he was, yeah.
So I understudied those shows. That was the summer of 1985, and then I hadn't understudied again until, I guess it must have been about 2006 at ACT. Yeah. I understudied Travesties. And then a couple of years later, Kerry Perloff was directing again. She was directing The Government Inspector. And so this time they said, well, we have a small part for you, and then we'd like you to understudy two bigger roles.
Mm.
And they asked me to understudy a couple of other roles, one of which was Lennon, played by famous pickle clown Jeff Hoyle. So there I am understudying Jeff Hoyle, who had been in Travesties as well, so I'd sort of got it. He's kind of a shy guy, but it was cool to understudy somebody who I've admired for so long.
Well, so understudying, you get to work with, in your case, you got to work with famous people who you knew and admired. How is it different from playing other parts, or playing a real part, or not understanding the part, or creating your parts in the RSC?
Well, completely different from creating your own part, because as we're writing something, we're honing it for our own abilities and the way we talk and all of that.
Changing it constantly.
Yeah. Although Chekhov no longer objects if you do that, the director often does. So it's different because you are trying, as an understudy, to be able to go on with a very minimum of rehearsal, maybe three or four rehearsals, to go on in a way that will not disrupt everybody else's performance. So I'm not trying to create my own version of this role. If I have to go on, I want to do it as close as I'm able to the way the person who was unable to go on was performing the role, so that everybody isn't thrown off by your timing and your moves and all of that.
You want all the other actors to not notice the missing guy.
Yes.
And you don't want them to say, wow, it was so interesting how differently you did that.
Yes, right. No, that isn't what you want to hear, and that's what the other actors are not going to want to be saying to you.
Right.
I'm trying to think. In The Government Inspector, I understudied one larger role, which I didn't go on for, and when I went in the smaller role, there was a sort of a medium-sized role that I knew for a certain number of performances I was going to have to go on. So that wasn't quite an understudy thing. That was sort of between a regular part and understudying. At the Old Globe, I had to go from, in Midsummer Night's Dream, directed by Jack O'Brien, David Ogden Stiers from Stiers from MASH was playing Oberon.
Wow.
So that was a cool production, too. But in that one, I had to go on. Somebody got hurt, and I had to go on in a slightly larger spear-carrying role, which wasn't very much better. But the interesting story about when I was understudying at ACT was, because I didn't have a regular role, I got a call from the Magic Theater, which is another place in San Francisco where a lot of Sam Shepard things premiered back in the day, and I had auditioned for them, and they said, hey, can you come and audition? I said, well, I'm understudying at ACT. I don't think I'm available. And they said, well, you know, we all kind of work together and communicate here. If it's an understudy situation, let me talk to them. Why don't you come and audition? So I went on audition. Well, it turns out this was a play written and directed by Elaine May with Marlo Thomas in it, called Moving Right Along. And so, and I got it. So here I am working with Marlo Thomas and Elaine May and understudying it, but having to call into ACT. Is everybody there? Good. Okay, well, I'm going to go do this play I'm in.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. That is good. So would you recommend understudying for actors who haven't gotten hired for their own gigs or for students?
Well, the answer, do I recommend it? No.
Okay.
it's thankless.
Yeah, okay.
And you don't have enough rehearsal.
But you get paid. And sometimes.
Yeah. Well, at ACT, I mean, ACT is, you know, a big theater. They pay. Yeah. And, you know, I say no because it's not fun.
Right.
And you're not creating a role. On the other hand, yes, I do recommend it. If somebody offered you and you're trying to get into the business or trying to get known or trying to get seen, even if you don't get on, you're in that room with all those actors. You're in there with the director, the designers. You're hanging around backstage. Yes, you're meeting people and you're networking, and it's absolutely worthwhile. Fun? Not exactly.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your lines to learn via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on our website podcast page, and you can post reviews on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, number one Matt Croak understudy Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout out this week goes to Alexis Campbell. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Eric Stone Street from Modern Family, and thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 254 760 seconds of the Reduced Shakespeare Company. This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.